Lakeland Republican Senator Kelly Stargell is a Senate sponsor of the Florida's Unborn Victims of Violence Act.
Basically what it does, it says if a violent act happens against a woman and she is pregnant, it causes the loss of her unborn child. It is a separate offense for the loss of the unborn child as well.
Remy Lee is a huge backer of the bill. She says she remembers how happy she was when she found out she was pregnant. She'd even picked out a name for her baby, Memphis Remington. But when she was around 6 weeks pregnant, her ex-boyfriend John Weldon gave her a pill to terminate the pregnancy that was disguised as an antibiotic.
I've been dubbed the abortion pill victim by the media, and it's a moniker I don't really like because I don't feel like I'm the abortion pill victim. Memphis is the one that's the abortion pill victim. He's the one that paid the ultimate price and isn't here, although he was really wanted to be here.
So she says this bill needs to become law to help pregnant women avoid the same feeling she experiences every day, especially since there's nothing in statute to get justice for victims like her.
On that Easter Sunday, as I lay bleeding in the hospital, Hillsborough County Sheriff's detectives went to Mr. Weldon's house, and they had him in the back of their squad car, and they interviewed him, and he admitted to poisoning me. He admitted that his intent was to kill our unborn child. And there was nothing that they could do. They had to let him go back in his house.
And Lee says it was only about a month and a half later her ex was brought up on federal, not state charges for product tampering and mail fraud.
So he was sentenced to 13 years and 8 months. But I'm the one that got the life sentence because I'm the one that has to deal with this for the rest of my life. These memories will never go away. This hurt will never go away.
Despite some concerns about knowledge and intent by Democrats, the measure cleared the Rules Committee on a mostly party-line vote. Meanwhile, a House panel vetted a measure aimed at changing the state's abortion law to essentially make it illegal to terminate a viable fetus that can survive outside the womb through standard medical care. Under present Florida law, it's only illegal to perform an abortion after the third trimester or 24 weeks of pregnancy. Fernandina Beach Republican Representative Janet Atkins is the bill's sponsor.
This bill simply codifies state law to align with both the U.S. Supreme Court and the Florida Supreme Court. The courts have decided Florida has the right to protect life, beginning at the point of viability. This bill does just that.
Bill supporter Catherine Van Zandt is the wife of Keystone Heights Republican Representative Charles Van Zandt, who for years has been filing bills to ban all abortions in Florida. She says as a counselor of women, she hears heart-wrenching stories all the time.
And the most heartbreaking situations that I have with these women is when they come to me and say, Mrs. Van Zandt, I have a secret I have never told anybody else, but I've had an abortion or two or three, and I can't get that baby out of my mind. That baby stays in front of me. Don't put the women you care about in the position of having to live with the death of a viable baby.
But Barbara Devane, representing the Florida chapter of the National Organization of Women, or Florida Now, disagrees.
As a woman who's had an abortion and has a very sane mind, no mental health problems, no alcohol problems, I wave in opposition.
Democrats on the panel also spoke out against the bill, saying they don't see why the bill is needed. According to the State Department of Health, more than 71,000 abortions were performed in Florida last year, none of which were performed for a woman in her third trimester. But Jacksonville Democratic Representative Mia Jones says even if a woman needed to make that decision, lawmakers shouldn't get involved.
I would say for any family that has gone that long into a pregnancy, if a decision is made to have an abortion at that point, it's for a really serious issue. And I just would hope that we would recognize that we have already addressed the issue of third trimester abortions, and the numbers speak for themselves.
Still, the measure passed the House Health and Human Services Committee 12-5 with Democrats opposed. It has one more stop before heading to the floor. Meanwhile, its Senate companion, which was stalled in its first committee, has its next hearing Tuesday. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.